Microplastic pollution appears to hurt creatures at the bottom of the food web the most. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. That's the main takeaway from an analysis of more than 40 studies. Microplastics are tiny beads or fibers from our consumer products or our clothing. Thomas Hook directs the Illinois-Indiana Sea Grant Program. He says a lot of different aquatic creatures eat microplastics, and small fish and zooplankton can eat microplastics instead of their normal food.
And that might be because the microplastics, they're actually consuming microplastics, and then those microplastics take up room in their guts, and they're not as hungry, or they spend time ingesting microplastics, and that's less time they can spend feeding on natural prey. Or maybe the microplastics just confuses them, so they're not as effective at foraging.
He says studies showed microplastics reduce the growth, survival, and reproduction of zooplankton, and that could affect the fish that eat them. This is the Environment Report. Air quality has gotten better in the U.S. over the last several decades. But more recently, nitrogen oxide and carbon monoxide emissions have not been decreasing the way people expected. Brian McDonald joins me to talk more about this. He's an atmospheric scientist at the University of Colorado Boulder. Hello.
Hi.
Why are these pollutants, carbon monoxide and nitrogen oxide, or NOx, not dropping the way that they were expected to?
Sure. So I think part of it is looking at the longer-term context that air quality and the satellites have observed NOx coming down quite quickly over the period between 2000 and 2010, and that's largely attributed to controlling NOx emissions from power plants and passenger vehicles. And so as you control those sources, there's less low-hanging fruit, and so other sources become relatively more important.
Both carbon monoxide and nitrogen oxides contribute to ground-level ozone, and of course that's bad for us to breathe in. What are the implications of what you found in this study?
So many areas of the U.S., especially urban areas, violate the National Ambient Air Quality Standard under the Clean Air Act for ozone. And so one of the ways to reduce ozone is to reduce the pollutants that potentially contribute to that. And nitrogen oxides, along with carbon monoxides and VOCs, are some of the sources that are contributing to that.
How do we tackle these issues that you found?
So the study pointed out three factors, and there's multiple factors that could be contributing to this slowdown. But one is as the power plant and automobile emissions have come down, the sources of NOx from things like industrial, residential, and commercial boilers, there's also what are called off-road vehicles, or these could be diesel generators that are used in off the roadways, things like construction equipment, other diesel generators that might be used in residential industrial settings. So those sources are becoming relatively more important in the inventories. And then a second factor was looking at emissions from heavy-duty diesel trucks. And diesel trucks have been getting cleaner because there have been new regulations on trucks to put after-treatment control technologies to reduce NOx. But I think there's still a maturing technology. And so there's still gains to be made at controlling NOx from the trucks. But the trucks are getting cleaner.
Brian McDonald is an atmospheric scientist at the University of Colorado Boulder. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.